November 24th, 1931.
O my Lord, my sweet Master, for the accomplishment of thy work I have sunk down into the unfathomable depths of matter. I have touched with my finger the horror of the falsehood and the inconscience. I have reached the seat of oblivion and a supreme obscurity. But in my heart was the remembrance. From my heart there leaped the call which could arrive to thee. Lord, Lord, everywhere thy enemies appear triumphant. Falsehood is the monarch of the world. Life without thee is a death, a perpetual hell. Doubt has usurped the place of hope, and revolt has pushed out submission. Faith is spent. Gratitude is not born. Blind passions and murderous instincts and a guilty weakness have covered and stifled thy sweet law of love. Lord, wilt thou permit thy enemies to prevail, falsehood and ugliness and suffering to triumph? Lord, give the command to conquer, and victory will be there. I know we are unworthy. I know the world is not yet ready. But I cry to thee with an absolute faith in thy grace. And I know that thy grace will save. Thus my prayer rushed up towards thee, and from the depths of the abyss I beheld thee in thy radiant splendor. Thou didst appear, and thou saidst to me, "Lose not courage, be firm, be confident, I come."